This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's been pretty confusing of late for same-sex couples in Alabama. Last month, the state became the 37th where same-sex marriage is legal. But just a few weeks later, Alabama's Supreme Court put a stop to that, and the state's legislature is trying to sort it all out. We're only a few weeks away from tax day, and filing taxes as a same-sex couple is also confusing, not to mention costlier. Add to that legal challenges in many states, and you've got yourself a mess. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Eva Walton and Catherine Kendrick dated for 3 years. They wed in Washington, D.C., and last September, they had a big wedding in Suwanee, Tennessee.
We're so excited, and the whole room just started clapping and cheering. It was so great.
Yeah, high fives.
Just a few years ago, there weren't many places where same-sex couples could get married, especially in the South. Since then, gay couples in dozens of states have gained the right to marry, the latest of which was, briefly anyway, Alabama, where Walton and Kendrick live.
The marriage equality boom that's happened since we started dating really opened up our options for what marriage would look like.
They had no idea what their taxes would look like. They spent most of last year in Georgia, where same-sex marriage still isn't recognized. They moved to Alabama in December and had 1 month's worth of income there. As soon as she got W-2s in the mail, Kendrick got to work.
I went on to TurboTax and, you know, you go through these series of questions. You know, have you had any major life events happen recently? Like, have you moved states, gotten a new job, gotten married, purchased a house? And, you know, I was just marking yes to all of these things.
Then it asked, is this a same-sex marriage?
And when I selected yes, TurboTax said, you will need to download this file instead of continuing because you live in a state that does not recognize same-sex marriages, but federally, you are recognized. And so it was just a separate packet, and I couldn't continue doing the online registration.
And that was the end of simple online tax returns.
I just felt like it was completely unfair. And I also thought, I have to hire someone to do this because I don't know if I'm going to get everything right.
It's frustrating, says Robin Merrill. She's senior legislative counsel at the Human Rights Campaign.
It's been pretty confusing, I think, for a lot of folks, given the patchwork of marriage laws.
Federal taxes are pretty straightforward. The government has recognized same-sex marriages since last tax season. Things get muddy if a couple marries in one state but lives in another where same-sex marriage isn't recognized. Or when couples move from one state to another. And they get even muddier in states like Alabama. The Alabama Supreme Court this month halted same-sex marriages, just a few weeks after it complied with a federal judge's ruling to allow them. But even when couples are clear on what to do, it's still a headache. Cindy Hockenberry is with the National Association of Tax Professionals.
The biggest hurdle is couples that live in states that don't recognize same-sex marriage, they could be looking at filing up to 5 separate tax returns.
Not to mention the worksheets, doing and undoing their federal returns to arrive at adjusted gross income as singles and as a couple.
Yep, more dividing, more adding, more double-checking your calculations to make sure you didn't transpose numbers, put the wrong income on the wrong return, that kind of thing.
There's more potential for error, and preparing the returns costs more, she says. And figuring out who gets to claim the mortgage interest or the kids as deductions kind of sounds like a divorce.
It kind of is, because you're going from, you know, joint income to separate income.
It definitely becomes a lesson in personal finance, she says. A hard one. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.